This goes to Cora Pavlik, P A V like Victor, L I K, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-842-1110 regarding Faye, F A Y E, Bittinger, B like boy, I, D D like David, I N G E R. Date of birth 10-8-1959. Dear Cora, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bittinger with a diabetic nephropathy, a history of right nephrectomy, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 23rd of 2024. She did receive a Prolia injection, or no, Prolia. She received Reclast, R-E-C-L-A-S-T, injection in July of this year. And she had labs following that injection, and her calcium levels had increased quite dramatically after receiving the Reclast. She had generally run 10.0 to 10.2 calcium levels, and then after the injection, calcium levels had increased to 11.1 with creatinine that also had increased to 1.21. And that was July 31st of 2025. Labs were rechecked 2 weeks later on August 14th, 2025, and the calcium level was higher again at 12.2. Estimated GFR was 1.34 at that point. We asked her to stop all calcium and vitamin D and then to check parathyroid hormone or vitamin D1 slash 25, vitamin D125 and renal function. And we did have those labs done 9/15 of 2025, and at that point, the calcium level was 9.7, so it had normalized, and the renal function had improved greatly also. The creatinine was back down to 0.92, so possibly that was just an adverse reaction secondary to the Reclast. Usually it lowers calcium in most people, but it's very possible it could have done the opposite for this patient. She's feeling well, and she had absolutely no signs or symptoms of elevated calcium levels when that occurred. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight gabapentin, 400 milligrams, 1 daily. Effexor XR, 75 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin daily. Lantus is 10 units daily. Magnesium, 200 milligram daily. Mounjaro is 7.5 milligram weekly. Linzess, 145 microgram daily. Zyrtec vitamin D3. She is taking vitamin D3, but no calcium at this point. Physical exam, weight 137 pounds, pulse 81, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure is 136 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent labs were done 9/15/2025. Creatinine was back to normal, 0.92, with estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium, 9.7. Albumin, 4.2. Phosphorus, 3.4. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 5.0. And carbon dioxide, 25. She also had a CBC. That was done when? April 17th, and her hemoglobin is 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function or with a normal creatinine level, history of elevated calcium levels, most likely secondary to the reclass injection she received this July, and that has normalized. The calcium level is now normal. She can resume her vitamin D, but due to the calcium level of 10.2, she shouldn't take any oral calcium supplements. 2, hypertension is near to goal. And 3, history of right nephrectomy. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.